This anti-Valentine's Day was suggested by Benson Smarty. So this one, I actually did incorporate a lot of things that have happened to me in my life. Like, in high school, there was this guy who kept asking me out, but he kind of went beyond asking me out to the point where it was just uncomfortable, like the guy in this audio. I sat next to him in my computer programming class, and he would like put his arm around me and do stuff like that, and then he whispered in my ear that I'm a princess and things like that, and I was just like, aah! And I remember when he did ask me to go somewhere with him, or if we could hang out someday, and I said no. And so he's like, well, how about on this day instead? I'm like, no. And I realized that I just had to break it to him that it was never gonna happen. So I did that, and it was bad because I was sitting with other people. This was at lunch, so everybody heard, and everyone was just like, ooh, because yeah, I totally rejected this guy in front of all these people, but it wasn't gonna happen. So but it didn't stop him from asking me out more times. And then there was this other guy who I remember I was at his house. We were only friends, and I think it was in the bathroom, and he came in and he blocked the exit. He wouldn't let me leave. He stood in front of the door and he's like, why doesn't anyone want me? And what's wrong with me? And all of that stuff. And I was just like, really? You're not even gonna let me out of the bathroom until I answer these questions? I'm like, I don't know nothing. Mom. So yeah, I was channeling a lot of stuff that I've experienced myself. Oh God, the thing I hate is when guys ask. The thing I hate is when guys tell me, you know, I'm attractive or whatever, and then like right afterwards they ask, do you think I'm attractive? Oh, I've gotten that. And I've gotten this from like grown men, like much, much older too. Like, this is just a common thing people do, and it annoys me. Never do that. Just never do it. So I did add a lot of stuff from my own life into this one. Because I've had so many awkward moments before where I was just like, oh no. Can I just disappear? I don't want to be here right now. And I hate having to let people down. I hate having to reject people. I hate having to do any of that. And I'm a really nice person. So usually I can't do it, and I'm just too nice, and I give the wrong impression because it's hard for me. I don't want to hurt anybody. And usually it's strangers too. Like, in many instances, it's strangers. I gave a couple instances where it was people I know, and then a couple instances where it wasn't. But yeah, a lot of times I've been lying down strangers. I hate it. I hate it so much. And it's scary too, especially if it's a stranger, because you don't know how they're going to react. And I did have somebody react pretty horribly once when I had to let him down. Because he was huge, much, much taller than me, I'm really sure. And he'd asked me to dance, and you know, I was with my boyfriend, and I was like, no, no. And so he did not take that well, and he did end up physically assaulting me. So as a woman, it's an awkward thing when you have to turn somebody down, and it can be very difficult. So just don't put women in that position anyway. I mean, you know, if there's good vibes, you know that they like you, sure, yes, you should always. What I'm trying to say is, don't make things more awkward than they have to be. And I have totally had guys open up the car door for me when, I guess maybe it's just like something people do in other parts of the country. I'm not quite sure, but it's kind of weird to me if you're not in a romantic type relationship. I don't know. So and I'm not just talking about, you know, like front door. Like, I'm talking about the back door. because someone else is going to sit in the front or whatever, and then they open up the back door. It's just, it's weird. I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable. And then there was the hooking arms thing while walking. I mean, this one makes more sense because I've had to do stuff like that, you know, walking down the aisle with people in weddings, people I don't even know because we're in the wedding party and stuff like that. And oh, that's awkward too. I don't like doing that. I mean, you know, obviously, like, it's not because they're trying to date me or anything that we're doing that, but it's just meh. So yeah, I wanted to put that little bit of awkwardness in there too. So this one was pretty easy to do just because I've had so much experience with the whole wooing gone wrong. The worst thing is when guys who I don't know, or even who I do know, have just been like, can I get a hug? And usually it's strangers, just random men walking up to me, like chasing me, asking me for a hug. And I should have put that in there too. It's been guys I've known too, and it's just been like really awkward situations where they've been begging me for a hug, and I'm like, I don't think so. That was mainly in high school. Where it wasn't, you know, when you're older, a lot of people hug, you hug hello, you hug goodbye because you haven't seen people in a while, and you know. But when you're in high school and you see like your same friends every day and you're not even close to some of them, and these guys who I'm not even really close to are trying to hug me, but they're not hugging anyone else, I don't know. I'm like, no, I can't get down with that. Yeah. The thing about me is I am somebody who always makes the first move. I run it all. I run the whole show. So if a guy is hitting on me, it's probably not going to happen. I have to do all of that myself. I do the asking out. I do everything. So these two, I'm hoping that they're going to be able to go back to just being friends, and he'll get the hint. And hopefully it was just kind of a it was a Valentine's Day getting to his head type of thing, and he doesn't really have strong feelings for her. That's what I'm hoping. I'm gonna go with that. He just wanted to feel loved on Valentine's Day.